Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yep, so, yeah, so it's good to know that success is made up hard work, persistence, late nights, rejections, sacrifice, discipline, criticism, doubts, and failures, and is able to handle those at one, all together, one at a time. And that's what success is. Success is the ability to understand that success comes in three folds. First, there's the aspiration of a concept. And then there's this feeling of success, and then there's this feeling of failure. So that it goes in three levels. It is a phenomenon. This is Nick Jensen here from Holistic Health and Fitness and Anxiety Coaching. Yes, and today we're talking about overcoming the obstacles of success. There are 40 realities that we need to understand and be aware of. Only through our awareness then we, you know, one of these can relate to us. Can we actually move forward? So it's good to identify and be aware of it. So in the journey of life, we kind of encounter all sorts of challenges and obstacles that can hinder our progress and personal growth. These are hurdles, though, are also opportunities now for transformation and self-discovery. We're going to hear on this podcast, we're going to explore 40 factors that can sabotage our progress, empowering truths that can help us overcome them. Here we go. Number one, nobody cares about you. It's a harsh reality, but most people are wrapped in their own lives. Don't try to external validation, and don't rely too much on external validation. Do things for your own benefit. Number two, discipline over motivation. Motivation wanes, but discipline keeps you committed to your goals. And that's the ability to be able to deal with distractions. You know, there's millions of distractions coming up your way because that's what consciousness does. Yep, I'm just going to change my... Okay, and here we go. So, discipline over motivation. Motivation wanes, but discipline keeps you committed to your goals. So, we have to really define how disciplined you are. And this is the thing that if someone's coaching you and keeping you accountable, checking that your disciplines are there and you're committed to the change, to your goals. So if someone is helping you with anxiety, how disciplined are you coming and bouncing back? How resilient are you? You are the change. You alone have the power to change your life. Excuses won't do it for you. Sure, you could be, you know, I understand there's tough times, and some of us are extremely caught in tough times. But because it's tough, the worst thing we can do is create excuses. Number four, the biggest threat is you. Often we are our own worst enemy. Self-sabotage can be a significant barrier to progress. Well, because the life is in duality and there's 95% of our subconscious, you know, is hidden to us. And so we live with lots of blocks. What you see is not what you're actually getting. And what you think about is usually what you'll get the opposite of. And so we tend to self-sabotage. Number five, it's about what you do. Success isn't about knowledge. It's about taking action on what you know. So what is it that you know that you should be taking action on? That's the key. So failure is a stepping stone. Embrace failure as a vital part of your journey towards success. Okay. It's okay to fail, but fail forward. It is a stepping stone, and look for the silver lining in each failure. Look and get stronger from it. Number seven, the past can't change the future. Dwelling on the past mistakes can hinder your progress. Learn from them, move forward. This is where we hold resent. This is where the dark shadow keeps us in our place. We need to, and also keeps us in our matrix. You want to be able to get out of a matrix. So we do not dwell on past mistakes. But if you said that failure is a stepping stone, there's no need to be there. Eight, success is about who you become. It's not just about achievements. It's about the person you become in the process. And someone kept saying that it's not about the destination. Take time to enjoy the journey in whatever you do. Yeah. So, yeah, it is the journey that is more important than the destination. Nine, comfort zones are barren. Nothing truly grows in a comfort zone. And here, this one here is important because there's something called creative tension. If you're not feeling the tension of whatever you're creating, this is important to, you know, don't sit in a comfort zone too long. It doesn't grow anything. It's barren. So move. Let's move. Number 10. The best things aren't easy. If it was easy, everyone would have it. Don't give up when things get tough. And when things get tough, the tough get going. That's a lovely saying. So let's keep moving. Number 11. The biggest. Procrastination. Delaying important tasks can hinder progress. What are you delaying right now? And you know what? It normally starts with small tasks to get the momentum going for creating, even taking charge of larger tasks. So we don't get overwhelmed. To get over the procrastination, we need to tackle the little things, or few little things to get a flow, then take the hardest thing next. So yeah, let's keep moving. Don't get stuck on procrastination. Negative self-talk. Self-doubt can be a significant obstacle. Negative self-talk takes us into our self-criticism. It creates a mental circumstance. It goes into judgment. It also hits the self-esteem area of our lives. There's a lot of energy stored deeply in our subconscious that dwells in there. Remember, 95% of our life is all about the subconscious. What's stored in there? And by providing negative talk, that's hardwiring and strengthening the negativity of us. So, yeah. Moving to number 13. Some of us have fear of failure. This can paralyze our efforts. Why would we have fear of failure? The fear of failure, we feel that we're not worthy enough, or, you know, or we're not good enough if we fail. Or what's worse is we feel like by succeeding and being a perfectionist, this is how we're recognized, and this is how we're loved by the universe, by the world, by our parents. And this is a interesting thing. So some people can't handle the fear of failure, so they don't attempt anything, and so they feel paralyzed. It's better to fail than to fear. And number 14, the lack of discipline. Without self-control, it's challenging to stay committed. And once again, it hits that self-discipline. We need to have that discipline. And how do you go about getting discipline? How do you go about developing the art of discipline, which can be a mini course in that itself? And it is all about the self-control. It is the challenging to stay committed, stay still. All right? And taking down all the distractions. 15, lack of self-care. Neglecting your well-being can impact your progress. We need to do self-care, some exercise, some sun. Things that will keep us grounded. Things that, you know, it's good and nourishing to the soul. And also, this also relates to inner child work. Your inner child is here to explore, which is your soul. It needs to explore. It needs to feel connected to the source, to the universe, to God. If we're too busy just doing and not being, and again, well-being is about allowing the soul to do what it's here for, to do, to align itself with its purpose. Before you know it, that keeps us down. Oh, again, it's snakes and ladders. It keeps you down, slides you down on the back of a snake. So be careful that one. Give yourself lots of love, lots of self-care. Overthinking, number 16. Sometimes analyzing too much can lead to inaction. Yep. Don't overthink things. There's also saying that we don't act on something in 5 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, chances are overthinking will lead you into inaction and lead you into inertia. So 17, perfectionism. Who is a perfectionist? Striving for perfection can lead to missed opportunities. Heck, it's better to fail and do something, work in progress, rather than sit there and not do it at all. Because we learn in the process. So let's get perfection out of the way. We don't need to do that. Lead to missed opportunities. By not being perfect, we get to have more opportunities to learn too. 18, impatience. Expecting quick results might lead to frustrations. Things take time. The largest things in life, like building a bridge or a tower, okay, they take years. Even creating a road, a system, a tunnel to make things more efficient, to get to, or bridges to get across, take a lot of time. So expecting quick results might lead to frustration. However, you can get quick results if you team up with people to work together. Hire a coach. So if you're struggling with any anxiety challenges or anything like that, anything you're trying to achieve, sometimes finding a support or being the support for someone else, or employing someone to help you there, or grouping your energy together, you find that bouncing ideas of each other can lead us into faster success. Who do you need to talk to? Okay? Because we're all here to support each other. And number 19. Compliancy. Being too comfortable. can stifle the growth. When we do the same things all the time, we do the wrong things all the time. Sometimes we just need not to be so comfortable. 20. Resistance to change. Fear of the unknown can hold you back. Sometimes you ask a question. Even in your happiness, what is it that sabotages your happiness? It is the fear of the unknown that can hold us back and can sabotage us. 21. Lack of goal clarity. Unclear or vague goals make it difficult to measure progress and stay motivated. Clarity and direction is what is the is how we master success. We need to be clear and we need to have a direction. That's right. So now we move on to lack of 22. Lack of time management. Poor time management can lead to wasted hours and missed opportunities. Here, we need to be able to be visual. You need to be able to feel the end result. And also we need to feel the journey of what we do. Enjoy every moment of it. Be mindful of the tasks and enjoy the tasks. There is joy in tasks. Let's get those opportunities. 23. Perpetual victim mentality. Believing in external circumstances is one of my favorites. Control your life can hinder taking responsibility for your actions. A perpetual victim mentality can be one that comes from lack of self-esteem. That could be one that not understanding what the word circumstance means. And not understanding that every time we do something, undertake a task or go to an event and, you know, and here's what happens. Things clash. Our environment clashes with other people's environment. We could have said something that could have been upsetting for someone, and our ego was taking us for a ride. Once again, we can aspire, we can feel success, but don't forget, we're going to get dropped back. We're going to fail. So knowing that, that's what circumstance does to us. It's like snakes and ladders. It can hinder our taking responsibility for our actions. So who here feels like a victim? Where's the victim mentality? If you know that and you believe that, there's no going forward. Let's go on to 24. Seeking instant gratification. Prioritizing short-term pleasures over long-term goals can impede progress. A lot of us are caught on this one. I can say that a lot of people are suffering because self-gratification, credit card purchases, getting caught in debit, and then always on that treadmill of life. Picking up stresses, picking up anxiety, taking drugs. And unfortunately, it's a rat race, so there's no such thing as instant gratification unless only fools rush in. So never prioritize short-term pleasures over long-term goals. Discipline, compete. Also, discovering your urges and making sure that those urges are not that are not reacted on. Because the more urges we react on, and that's like a habitual thing, the more we'll be heading towards that brick wall or creating even a stronger psychic wall that we can't get out of. Number 25, overcommitment. Taking on too many responsibilities can lead to burnout and reduce focus. Sometimes we just need to do less so we can then have the ability to come back to our do list and then ask ourselves, do I need to do that or do I want to do that? And what things can I let go so I can make more time for other things? So never overcommit. This is not the path to success. 26. Isolation. Lack of support or social connection can make challenges feel insurmountable. Okay, so isolation, lack of support, social connection. We're social animals. We need to connect. And we have platforms like Clubhouse, Facebook, and that's why we're addicted, because we like to connect. Isolation. Not many people can deal with isolation. There's a saying that if you can go to the movies yourself, and if you can go to the restaurants by yourself, and you can do something yourself, you've got an independent mind. And through independence, you have more free spirit, and then we can move out of, and we can do more tasks and more independently, and not being reliant on someone else to complete a task. But however, it's okay once again to employ others on the same mission. So you wouldn't be feeling the isolation if you had the support and social connections. Number 27, here we go, financial stress. Money worries can distract us from pursuing goals and personal goals. Yep, if we're everywhere and nowhere, if we're not disciplined, and it comes back to self-gratification, and we are pursuing something, goals and personal growth, we can't move forward to take the risk to save that money, to invest into ourselves, to take time to learn something new. Again, we're always on the treadmill. And another thing is, a free thinker, one that can think, is dangerous. Thinkers do not live in the matrix. They know how to come out of the matrix real quickly. Financial stress keeps us into the matrix. So the moment we can overcome this financial, so we need to have a positive financial habits to move out of the matrix, to be successful, to not self-sabotage. 28. Physical health. Ignoring your health can reduce energy and motivation. Physical health is very important. What's the point of being rich and creating a lot of stress and anxiety in your life, and then you've saved some money, you've grown some independence, but then you get sick, and in some countries the medical bills are phenomenal. So physical health is a priority. Never neglect that. And you might feel success, but don't forget the failure system, in the phenomenal failure system. Now we go with toxic relationships. Have you ever been in a toxic relationship of negative or unsupportive relationship? These are draining. This can be draining for emotional energy. Know how to say no to some and be independent, to stay away from toxic relationships. We can't succeed. A lot of people give up relationships because their career is more important to them than a relationship, if you know what I mean. Unless there's an agreement. I have been on that one many times, on that train there, the toxic relationships. Sometimes you don't know that you actually create toxic relationships ourselves. 30. Lack of self-reflection. Failing to reflect on experience can lead to repeating the same mistakes. I repeat that. Lack of self-reflections. Failing to reflect on experiences can lead to repeating the same mistakes. It's okay to fail, but reflect on the fail. If nothing changes, nothing will change. It stays the same. So let's not repeat the mistake, but learn from our mistakes. 31. Impulsivity. Acting without careful thought can result in regret and setbacks. We can become impulsive. I've got a lot of friends who are impulsive and they make mistakes. They don't see it. They see it like someone from a borderline personality. You find a lot of people who've got OCD disorders find that just react on things. They get caught. It's like a dog on a bone. They won't let go. Whatever thought comes to them, they just action it, which leads them into big mistakes. But being meditative, taking the time to make decisions is very important, not acting impulsively. Put careful thought in each task we do. And you cannot enjoy the journey also of being impulsive. And there'll be a lot of walls and bouncing a lot of walls. Now, is it a wonder that sabotage can be very... This is how being impulsive creates sabotage and not trying forward and then feeling resent and self-esteem goes down the drain. 32. Underestimating challenges. Unrealistic expectations can lead to disappointment, giving up. Sometimes we need to check our reality. And also, if we over-expect things, we find that kind of ruins all relationships. And this is where the ego plays. So who needs to be disappointed? I always say that if you're going to do a driving test or you're going to do an exam of some sort or even applying for a job, and if you put all your positive energy thinking that you're going to get it and you don't get it, all right, sometimes it just is. You don't get it, and therefore this self-disappointment can take us down to a deeper level of lack of self-esteem and also slip right down into the apathy, into the self-resent, into regret, and creates a solid self-belief. Moving on to 33 now, rigidity. This is very important. Rigidity, to be rigid, being inflexible and resistant to change can hinder adaptability. We have to be beautifully non-rigid, but smooth and gentle, and go with the flow, just like the river, soft. It's amazing how much of our population are actually rigid. And we learn a lot in rigidity in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Either we're actually abstract and creative, or we're rigid and stern and direct. This can also, it's a different level. So try to have a balance between rigid and abstract to be able to adapt much more better, adapt to changes. 34, self-sabotage, the big one. Engaging in self-destructive behaviors, consciously or unconsciously, can impede progress. That's a good one. How often do we need to sit back and look at our self-destructive behaviors? And sometimes when you're in a relationship, it does cause anxiety. And you can find that we're a mirror image of ourselves, perception projection. And you can see yourself in someone else's eyes. They'll tell you. You've gone over the boundary. You've done something, said something recklessly. And this is self-destructive behaviors. And you can see it. But what do? We ignore it. We move on to other things, not thinking what we've done and accepting it was normal to us. And maybe it was normal to us because that was our blueprint. That was our design. That's what we knew. We didn't even know we're actually doing the wrong thing. Overloading information. Consuming lots and lots of information without action can lead to analysis paralysis. This is important. Overloading information. Consuming. These days and age, here I am on my phone, reading, typing, taking a lot of information. But there's a negative to that too. It can lead me to analysis paralysis, and where what happens, I've created a mind habit of just make wondrous, I mean, it's wandering everywhere, acting on everything. And the thing is, we can't learn discipline. We actually, this is a counteraction to our discipline structure, our discipline habits. Sometimes we just have to say and be disciplined. This is what I'm doing for this hour, and block time to do stuff and not overload information. And going back to the principles, less is best. Now we move on 36, overconfidence. Overestimating our abilities can lead to complacency and mistakes. Yeah, that I won't say much to that one. That's what it is. Overconfidence can become overestimating. We can overestimate our abilities to complacency and mistakes. We can get so compliant that we take the same path. We don't see anything else. 37, not far now. Inconsistent effort. Progress often requires consistent, sustained effort. This is another habit to have. Consistency of effort. Progress often requires constant, sustained effort. Be here now in whatever you do. Again, the wandering mind creates inconsistent effort, which cannot sustain our success. We need to be sustained. 38, fear of success. Success can bring new challenges and responsibilities that some fear. Why would you fear success? Interesting. Self-sabotage. 39, self-doubt. A lack of self-being can limit your willingness to take risks. Yep, down those snake ladders. Lack of self-belief can limit your willingness to take risks. Find out. Here, we are near ending the list here. Here, we need to go deep into our unconscious. What is it? Why is it that self-doubt? What causes self-doubt? What makes us think that? What gave us the idea that a lack of self-belief can limit our willingness to take risks? What gave us the idea that we're self-doubting anything in front of us? 40. Unresolved trauma. Here's a deep one. Past traumas can impact mental health and hinder personal growth. Oh, this one's a big one for a lot of us. If you can sit back and meditate and go into a nice quiet space and take a pen and paper with you and start going deep at finding a center first and finding how to relax and release, and if you can sit there and journal, something comes up. Unresolved traumas might come up, past traumas that have impacted mental health. There's a lot of stress there, a lot of anxiety unless we unpack it. So that's deep work right there. So you need to overcome number 40. It's interesting how we finish up with number 40. That's a biggie. Okay, so in the quest for your personal growth and progress, it's very crucial now to acknowledge and address all these obstacles. Each challenge encountered is an opportunity for growth and transformation. Why don't we just embrace the journey through it, overcoming these hurdles, that we become stronger, wiser, more resilient as individuals. Just remember, you have the power within you to conquer these obstacles and then chart a path towards a brighter, more fulfilling future. What is it that you need to do today, right now, on your do list that you need to fulfill? It's part of fulfilling the future. The journey may be tough, but the destination is worth it. However, can we actually sit in the toughness of the journey? And if we can learn to be sitting in the challenge of all the journey, then the destination is definitely one worth it, and it'll become easier to get to. So with determination, self-awareness, key word, and a heart felt and heart full of resilience, you can overcome. You can overcome these hurdles and continue your journey towards personal growth and success. Keep moving forward, for the path to progress is illuminated by your unwavering free spirit. God is giving you the opportunity. God has given us the opportunity to move forward. We're here not to suffer, but to conquer. Just knowing how to be with, you know, not to take melodrama so serious, not to sit with any disturbances and to ride over it. That's the key. That is what we call an unwavering spirit. So with love and determination, it's Nick Chanzoff here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, wishing you the best of success. And yeah, please stay in touch. And hopefully the 40 elements of sabotaging self success helps you in your journey. Remember, the journey is more important than the destination. And blessings, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.